بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. Was a very pious person in the past by the name of Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayh. It is mentioned about him when he used to wake up early in the morning, and he was only about 6-7 years of age. Imagine of that age, youngster. So he used to observe his uncle performing tahajjud, qiyamul layl, and then his uncle used to tell him that, why don't you remember Allah, make the zikr of Allah, remember Allah, that Allah who has created you. So he asked his uncle that, how can I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So his uncle tells him that whenever you wake up in the morning, or whenever before you sleep, retire to bed, then recite every day 7 times and without movement of your lips, Allahu ma'i, Allahu naziri, Allahu shahidi. That Allah is with me, Allah ma'i, Allah is with me all the time. Allahu naziri, Allah is looking at me all the time. Allahu shahidi, Allah is witnessing everything that I do. So he mentions, I used to carry on doing this 7 times. And after 2 years, he said, my uncle came back to me and asked me if I'm doing it. He said, yes, I'm doing it. So he said, increase it to 11 times. This Allahu ma'i, Allahu naziri, Allahu shahidi. And Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullahi mentioned that after doing this, and in few years, he said, I could taste the halawat and the sweetness of iman in his heart. Imagine that at a young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gained the tawfiq to read this. And then his uncle comes and tells him that, oh my nephew, if a person understands that Allah is with me, Allah is observing me, Allah is witnessing everything I do, then it will become impossible, virtually impossible for a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, I continue to do this. And uncle tells him that even when you reach your grave, continue to do this, make this your amal every day 11 times, that without movement of your lips, think, say it from your heart, that Allah is with me, Allah is observing me, Allah is shahidi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witnessing whatever I do. Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari rahmatullahi, incident is mentioned about him that there was a fire worshipper that used to live upstairs, and he used to live in the bottom floor. But he says that some napaki urine used to drip into his apartment, but never ever did he complain. He used to put a utensil or a bucket and collect all that muck, all that urine and the filth. And in the darkness of the night, without any person observing him, without anyone person seeing him, he used to go and dispose of it. And this used to be continuously his mamul, his work, every night, to collect all this in the darkness of the night, go and dispose of it. Till the time came now, when he became very, very ill, and he said to himself, now is the time for me to depart from this world. So he called this fire worshipper, and the fire worshipper came, and then he told him, go see in the bathroom. So he goes to see in the bathroom, and he sees that filth, that muck, and the urine that is dripping all the time. So he said, sorry, I didn't know about this. Why didn't you bring it to my attention? So he said, this was for the last 20 years, this is happening. And I didn't want to cause you any disturbance. Had it not been for the fear that I'm going to leave this world, the only reason I've called you is that the next person is going to come and stay here. He might take offense. He might fight with you. So I must bring it to your attention. So this person said that for 20 years you tolerated all this. For 20 years you removed the filth and the napak and urine. I ask you to remove the filth and napaki from my heart and to testify that now I'm a Muslim and recite the Kalima Shahadat. So here we see that this person's akhlaq won him over. Haji Abdul Samad Johan Sahab, Daan Barakatuh, on one of the evenings he came to our masjid and he gave a talk. It was a very short time. And like to say what he mentioned, he said that in Islam there are 5 branches. You all know Imaniyat, Ibadiyat, Akhlaqiyat, Mu'amalat and Mu'asharat. He said, From the five, two things are concealed. Every person, the imaniyat is regarding our heart. No one can say who got iman, who haven't got iman. Who is a pakka, genuine Muslim, and who is a munafiq? That is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second branch, ibadat, he said that everything that we do, for example, our salah, we read in our masjid, there is no kafir that is observing us. A person goes for hajj, hajj is in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the lands of Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, generally there is no Muslims over there. So, each person, even a Muslim, doesn't know who's fasting, who's not fasting. Zakat is given to Muslims, not non-Muslims. Yes, zillah, sadaqah, that's a different aspect. He said, but all our ibadat is confined amongst us. So our imaniyat and our ibadat is something which is only confined to the Muslims. But he said there are three branches that can win the non-Muslim over. And that is, for example, he mentions our mu'asharat, our social interaction, how we deal with people, our mu'amalat, our business dealings. And he mentioned the people of China, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they went. And then when the people saw the akhlaq of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, this won them over to the deen of Islam. And then our akhlaq, how we deal with others, how we portray ourselves. So yeah, this will win a person over. And by us doing the correct dealings, our correct interaction, the dialogue, yes, we need to give them da'wah. We give them da'wah, but we at the same time, we are not mad'u. We don't listen to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem that إِذَا سَمِئْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَوْ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُ مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you observe the ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being rejected, and it is scoffed at, then do not sit to them until unless some other conversation is initiated, some other thing, some other aspect is discussed. Otherwise, Allah mentioned, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ. Otherwise, you will become like them. So, to going to them, participating in their customs, their rituals, under the banner of some accord, interfaith, etc. This is totally wrong, to go to them. And easily, Shaitan can convince you that what they saying is right. The person has got the gift of the gab. He's very convincing in his speech, etc. Allah forbid, the person might in his heart think what this person is saying is something correct. We need to look at it. So this is the opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid. Say, a person can become a renegade, become a murtad, can become an atheist, can become a kafir, just by sitting, engaging in their rituals and their customs. When Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi mentions of an incident, he said that he heard this from Malana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that in 1865, when the mutiny was taking place, the uprising against the British. So he said that there was a very wealthy Pathan, and unfortunately, he supported the Hindus of that time in building a shrine, a temple. And after he had done this, it so happened he became very, very sick, very ill. So he was bedridden. And at that time, there was a very, very pious Hakim, very great Alim and Hakim, Mulana Ghulam Hussain Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So he came to the town of this Pathan to visit another patient. So now this wealthy Pathan family members came to know of it. So they said, let's go and bring this Hakim. Maybe he can see to him, advising, give him some medication. So this Pathan was brought, this Hakim was brought to this Pathan's house, and he felt his pulse. And then he left his hand down and he said, there is no hope for this person, because this person is on the verge of leaving this world. So this person was about to leave, this Alim, this Hakim. And then this Pathan got hold of his hand. He said, please don't leave me. So he said, why? He said, just before you could come, two angels came with a cage of fire. And they said, yeah, we are ready now to take you away. But no sooner you entered, they stepped aside and they said, we are waiting for you to leave, then we will see what will happen to you. And after this person passed away. And in the dream of many people saw in their dreams that do not even send Isal al-Sawab to this Patan. Do not even read, do not go to his grave and read for him, because this person has died on kufr. So, Mashallah Tani Rahmatullahi comments on this. He said, this is the danger of participating in festivals and customs and rituals of such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this iman. As I mentioned, the three aspects of our deen, these three branches we need to do. We show good akhlaq, you know, to our neighbors, and we show good akhlaq to those who are working on us. Our Shaykh Muhammad Nami Sahib always explained, he said that we've got people working for us that may be shining our toilets all the time, but Allah did not give us tawfiq of shining their hearts with iman. We've got people that are working for us, that enriching us with the wealth, the rand and sense of this world, but Allah didn't give us the tawfiq of enriching them, of giving them the wealth of iman. So yes, da'wat we need to give, something very, very important, a very integral aspect of deen is to invite, but not at the expense of going to them, to their festivities, to their rituals, to their customs, to their places of worship. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar radiallahu anhu brought a scripture of the Torah, and in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started to read the Torah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's expression changed, became angry. So someone said, "Oh Umar, can't you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is angry?" And then he looks up, and then he says, "Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiya." And the after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, "Are you still in doubt regarding our aspect of the religion and our way of life of Islam?" And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Umar radiallahu anhu that even Hazrat Musa alayhi salam were to be present now, you will have no alternative but to follow my deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful deen and a wonderful deen, the perfect deen, the complete deen. And yes, we need to make dua for other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the light of hidayat, the nur of hidayat, the nur of iman, nur of Islam. Yes, we need to interact with them according to what we can do in our business dealings, our mu'amalat, our mu'ashad, our neighbors, show them good akhlaq, etc. And we show them our monetary dealings, our justice in Islam, our honesty. And wallah, there are so many incidents in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Even after that, tabi'in, 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 where so many people were attracted, even amongst our kabirin. Imam Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi, mentioned about him once when he was on a journey, and a train journey. And then there was a person next to him, a Hindu, who wanted to use the toilet. But he went very quickly and he came back. So Mala Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi caught up this, maybe something wrong. And he went and he found that the place where he was going to redeem himself wasn't very, very clean. So Mala Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi, imagine such a great wali of Allah, such a great personality, went on all fours to clean the toilet. And then after that, he comes and tells his Hindu, he doesn't even tell him that I went to clean the toilet. He said, "I just came from there, it looks very, very clean, you can go now." So he goes there, he raises himself and he comes back. And then he understood that it was impossible for other person to clean the toilet except Imam Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullahi. He said, "Just as you have removed that filth and najasa from the toilet, remove it from my heart." And he also accepted iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we become role models for other people in the sense of our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, our akhlaqiyat, and draw the other people towards our deen, beautiful deen of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from engaging in their rituals and supporting them. Imagine that Patan, he helped them to build that shrine. And this was his end result. So our end result, we don't know. But whilst we are living, we need to make the correct decision. We need to make the correct think for ourselves what's going to land us in trouble in the future and in the year after. So these things we need to avoid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fadhkuruni adhkurukum ana janisun man dhakarani. Dilmirau jayak medani hu. تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اپ غل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل، غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے، تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں اے خبردار تیرا، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت، میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں، ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر، اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں، اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں، میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یا رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں, ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میری مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بز کردار ناما سیاہ, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ, اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا الله لا اله 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 الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا, نکلے میرے ہر بونے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو کبھی چور بھی نہ چھوتے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الله الله ايتي شنين اسنام شير وشكر ميش وجانام تمام. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنون. الله 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 كيف پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ 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 اللہ. اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Mitade apni hasti ko, chode sari masti ko, basti kehta ja Allah, 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 Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalalu Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتم علينا نعمتك وازدد علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطن باطنا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وارحم على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الأرواح وصل وسلم وبارك وارحم على قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم القلوب وصل وسلم وبارك وارحم على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل وسلم وبارك وارحم على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم القبور اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم صالحا سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك الحمد لله time has come in for إشراق صلاة the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the person who performs this Fajr Salah and then he remains engaged in dhikr till the time
after sunrise, 12, 15 minutes after sunrise, and then he reads two rakat salah, two rakat nafil salah, Allah will grant him the reward of a perfect Hajj and a perfect Umrah. Then he follows it up with another two rakat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, for that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his jail hajat and needs, inshallah. So Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, to read these four rakats.